This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Joining me now on the long line is congressional candidate Tom Perriello. Tom, how are you, sir?
Hard to believe you're still using the word candidate today.
My apologies. I'm not quite sure what to call you. A man in a recount. It's absolutely amazing. And, of course, for folks who just joined us from Des Moines, we've been here before in the 5th District. In 1991, of course, there was a recount when Peter Way won his office. Just unbelievable. Tom, take us behind the scenes now and tell us what exactly is going on now.
Well, first of all, we're just ecstatic. I mean, through the roof for a challenge that no one gave much of a chance to when we were down by 34 points just a couple months ago. And here we are with a slight lead and looking like we're going to hold on to it and actually pull off this upset. I've been touring around the district today just thanking our volunteers who stood out in the pouring rain in dozens of districts, hundreds of precincts around the district. And people are just so moved by what we've been able to accomplish. So it's just been a great day to see where we are, and hopefully we can cling to this tiny lead and pull this off.
And for folks who are just joining us, of course, the State Board of Elections and CNN have been, it seems like every half hour there's new numbers in this race that have you up and or Virgil up, and it's just unbelievable. As of this moment, I have the State Board of Elections has you up by 31 votes out of roughly 317,000 votes that were cast yesterday. 31. CNN has you up by 81. What's the discrepancy, Tom, between the CNN numbers and the State Board of Elections?
We're still trying to figure all that out. I mean, we are excited to be ahead. We believe we're going to stay ahead and win this thing. But obviously, we need to make sure that every vote is counted. We haven't even had the first official count yet. So we're all going to take a deep breath with that. But right now, I think many of the counties had some discrepancies last night that they're trying to clarify. There were about 2,000 votes miscounted last night in Danville, apparently, which is one of the reasons why it looked like we had a comfortable margin last night. But that's where we are. So there are different votes coming in. All that's trying to be clarified and cleaned up. But we seem to have at least a 31-point advantage. Some have us up, I think, at 120. All of those are obviously quite small numbers for the number of votes cast. But, you know, again, just considering what an uphill battle everyone understood this to be, it's just incredible that we're here with, you know, looking like we might, looking like we're going to pull this off.
And what do you think has been the key to this? We're talking with Tom Perriello. What has been the key, do you think, to your appeal, not only in big numbers in Charlottesville and Albemarle, but also across Southside in places like Danville? I mean, for heck, you got the endorsement of the Danville paper, which was, you know, really amazing.
It was the first time on that. We were very proud to get that endorsement. We were also really proud to win Danville and Martinsville comfortably. I heard we'd won Halifax. I don't know if that's true, but we did extremely well in Southside, Virginia. And I think that's because, frankly, people are just sick of an old kind of politics from both parties that focuses on fear and smears and other things. And we ran a very positive campaign. We tried to put some substance out there with a plan on jobs and a plan on economic revival, a plan on Iraq and Afghanistan. And I think in these very fragile times where we're facing the biggest economic crisis since the 1920s, people are looking for leadership, not for name calling. And I think, you know, what was so rewarding to me yesterday, in addition to seeing how dedicated our volunteers were out there, were the comments I got from people who said they were not voting for me, but were so impressed with the campaign we'd run, so excited to see someone who was focusing on the positive and on problem solving. So I think I'm really proud of the impact we've made across Southside and in that way.
We're talking with Tom Perriello, honored to have him on the program. Tom, tell us now, what were yours? I'm wondering what goes through your mind when you hear and see commercials that Virgil Goode was running, Republican incumbent, saying that basically you're some New York lawyer, very derisively, you're a New York lawyer. And that we heard somebody scream out at one of the debates in Southside, he's not one of us, in reference to you.
Well, initially I didn't know whether to be shocked or just to laugh because they were so ridiculous. But over time, I just cheered because it was clear that this was backfiring. I mean, frankly, if Congressman Goode had run a positive campaign, we probably wouldn't have had a chance. But he kept doubling down on the negative, and people didn't want it. First of all, a lot of it just wasn't true. But also, wasn't that relevant to people's lives? I mean, I've never practiced law in New York, but that's not as relevant to people as what I'm going to do to bring jobs back to Southside Virginia. So I think the fact that we didn't take the bait on that and get into a bunch of name-calling, instead we just focused on what's going to make a difference in people's lives, and it was really refreshing to folks, and it's been, again, just overwhelming to see that kind of support. Obviously, if we'd had a couple more days, I think all the momentum was breaking in our direction. If we'd had that televised debate that we didn't get, we had a semi version on election eve. So all that's out there. But you know, most importantly, we just wanted to run our race. And normally, a challenger makes it all about the incumbent, and we really tried to focus on just how to move Southside and Central Virginia forward.
We're talking with Tom Perriello. Tom, what were your thoughts? I haven't even asked you yet, but your thoughts on the win of President-elect Obama, and especially Virginia going blue in his support?
It was historic, and I think this was a year that was about more than the individuals on the ballot. It was a movement year about changing our sense of what's possible in American politics. And Senator Obama, now President-elect Obama, is certainly the epitome of that. When you think about how big the battle was for him to win the primary against perhaps the most talented political team in history, and then to be able to become the first African-American president, the first post-baby boomer president, I think we are daring to think big again while still being commonsensical. Right now, the challenges are so big that we need to be bold, but we don't need to be bold by going, far to one extreme or the other. It's got to be commonsensical. And so I think that expansion of the sense of possible is what we were reminded of last night. And in a smaller way, I think we saw that in the 5th District with the race that no one gave much of a chance to, and now looks like we're going to pull it off. So you never know what's possible until you try it, and I think that's what we saw last night. But it was an amazing moment to be alive and to be here.
We're talking with Tom Perriello, who the Virginia State Board of Elections now has up by 31 points over Virgil Goode, the incumbent, out of over 317,000 votes cast yesterday in the 5th District. Tom, we're likely looking at an official state recount in the 5th District. We may even be looking at one, according to Bob Holsworth of VCU, we may be looking at one in the 2nd District as well, or at least an opportunity for these military ballots to come in. Tell us first, what's your thoughts on the provisional ballots, the military ballots, and the official recount?
I'm fairly new to all this, so I'm probably not your best expert, but what we understand now is before we start talking about recounts, we want the first count. And we have seen a lot of numbers fluctuate back and forth, some in our direction, some not, in the last 12 hours. So I think before we start looking down the road, we've just got to get what the official count is, and we're not there yet. We need to make sure that all those votes are counted that are there.
And we are looking at a number of provisional and military ballots, though, just so folks understand what's being counted now.
Everything is being counted right now, actually. There were all sorts of issues with the computers and other things last night. So each one of these counties and municipalities is taking the time to talk this through and to figure out what the real number is. Both sides have people there to observe this. And so we just need to make sure all those votes are counted. Some of those will include provisional ballots, but it's also other ballots that were cast. In some cases, people use the paper ballot instead of the machines for a variety of reasons. So we just got to make sure all those counts are right.
Tom Perriello here in the 5th District. Tom, thank you for joining us. I know you're very, very busy today and probably a little tired. And hopefully you have a good night of sleep ahead of you after last night.
there's nothing like convincing yourself if you just make it to midnight, then you can collapse, only to find out that apparently you got another 48 hours to rally. So that's where we are. But again, today, just traveling through the district thanking volunteers has just been a wonderful experience, and knowing that it looks like we're going to pull this thing off is just terrific.
There you go. Tom, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.